Governor Burgum continues to talk about expanding North Dakota's technology sector, as well as his Main Street initiative. But legislative leaders say they're waiting for more policy specifics from Burgum. The governor outlined those issues in his talk to the Greater North Dakota Chamber's Policy Summit in Bismarck. Burgum talked about the state stepping up its game in technology and discussed how the state needs to attract and keep workers. He says one way is to make our cities more livable.
One of the things, if you interview them, they say, hey, well, I want to live in a place that's, you know, vibrant, that's walkable, that's got arts, it's got culture, it has all these things. So we have to be intentional, not just about creating the job, we have to be intentional about creating the cities where people live.
Legislative leaders say they generally agree with Burgum's concept, but House Minority Leader Cory Mock of Grand Forks says it's a question of how you do it.
Yeah, the devil's in the details, but we're supportive of the idea of change.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson says he, too, likes some of the ideas, but he says they need to be translated into policy.
Government doesn't work like a corporation or a business. There's a little difference there.
House Majority Leader Al Carlson of Fargo says the themes themselves really aren't new.
For good or for bad, we're still talking about economic development, growing our economy, and we're still talking about filling the workforce shortage.
There was a cautionary note about reliance on more technology, sounded by Senate Minority Leader Joan Heckeman of New Rockford.
If we go too techie and too innovative in some areas, are we going to lose that personal touch that's so important to connect, especially in the classroom? I think there's nothing that can replace a good teacher in a classroom.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.